The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's called non-advice.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
In terms of commission, that the regulator allows people who don't offer you any advice at all to still charge you when you buy an annuity. You think you're doing it yourself. You think that the nice person at the end of the phone has advised you, perhaps. But in reality, there is no protection, no comeback. And yet the firm can earn hundreds or even thousands of pounds of commission, which you could have used had you realised that this was money you would be paying over anyway, to go to a expert independent financial advisor and actually have somebody to help take responsibility with you for the decision that you've made, which, as I say, is often irreversible.
Would you recommend that all pension savers, as they approach the point where they crystallise their pension fund, do take advice over and above the government's guidance or whatever guidance might now be provided by their insurance company?
I have little doubt that for many, possibly most people who are approaching